Pastor James, how do you speak in front of people right now, like as a pastor?
Every time I go up to speak, it is challenging. As a pastor or as someone who is in a place where they need to speak, you need to be able to kind of overcome that fear. If not overcome, then just kind of push the boundaries of it. And so every time I go up, you know, I do have that fear. However, you know, as a pastor, like I love God enough, and I love the youth kids enough, or whoever I'm speaking to enough to overcome.
So in society, one was not a believer in God, and they were cursing you out or something, or like saying that God wasn't real, then how would you handle that situation?
If someone was to curse me out or just to kind of yell things against me, you know, in my training, I've learned that there's probably a deeper issue there. Maybe they've been hurt by a pastor. Maybe they've been hurt by the church in general. So whenever someone does that, you know, I never really get offended, because I know, you know, it's not always, but likely they're speaking out of a place of hurt. And, you know, as a pastor, as someone kind of dedicated their life to kind of love on each other, try to first calm them down and just have a conversation, you know, and if they need prayer or if they need something or if they need someone to apologize for what pain they've kind of gone through, I'll be that person.
How did you become in that religion, like Christian?
For me, my walk with God has kind of been kind of a messy one, in the sense where, you know, I did grow up in the church, and I was very active in the church even before I really knew who God was. You know, there was a point in my life, I'll kind of shorten this, but there was a point in my life where I was at a crossroads, where I felt, you know, like my life was worthless. I had no worth in my life. So I was going through depression. I was going through a lot of failures at this point. And my sister just came back from a mission trip, and one night I kind of called her saying, I'm gonna probably die, this is probably the last time I'm gonna talk to you. And my sister was just like, hey, wait one day, right? Just pray, pretend God's real, pray one day. And I prayed, and you know, I was like, God, I don't know what to say. And slowly things started pouring on my life, you know, like why I feel this way, why I feel like a failure, why I feel, you know, I can never amount to anything. And after that, you know, after I poured it out, I passed out. Next day, I felt a peace. And next days, so the next month, God was really showing me how much I'm loved, how much, you know, I'm cared for. Even when I don't see it, there is that amount of love that everyone has. And it's when you see it, you see the face of God.